A four-year-old program that allows veterans to receive health care services closer to home is working well in Maine for the veterans. But Maine hospital officials say the VA choice program's being undermined by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs' inability to promptly reimburse them for the care they deliver. As A.J. Higgins reports, 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin says he's committed to clearing the bottleneck of more than $10 million in VA back payments to Maine hospitals.
Poliquin said he called a Monday meeting of hospital administrators and Veterans Affairs officials at the Togus VA hospital to make a simple point.
When you have a rural hospital that contracts with the VA to provide services for veterans, those hospitals need to get paid and paid on time.
The VA is supposed to pay Maine's hospitals that participate in the four-year-old VA Choice program within 90 days. VA Choice is an option that allows veterans to receive medical care closer to home instead of driving to the Togus facility in Augusta. But Maine hospital representatives say that the VA is up to 2 years behind with the payments, and for some smaller medical facilities operating on tight margins, the back payments are potentially crucial to the facility's solvency. Rod Bula is the CEO at Calais Regional Hospital.
26 of the 36 hospitals in this state are struggling financially. Three hospitals have closed in Maine since 2013. We don't want to be the fourth, fifth, sixth. We don't want to be closed at all. We want to remain open.
Poliquin said he became aware of the slow reimbursement process for the VA claims at the Calais Regional Hospital last year. As the months rolled by and the payments were still not received, the congressman said he demanded a meeting with HealthNet Federal Services, a third-party intermediary that coordinates care for veterans.
Last October, I'd had enough. I got in a car with two of my staffers, and we drove out to the headquarters of HealthNet. We walked in unannounced, and I demanded to see the president of HealthNet, and I was not going to leave until I met with him. We shut the door. We were in there for 1 hour. And I told him I was not going to leave until you commit to me that we're going to get Calais Hospital paid so they can meet payroll.
Poliquin said the company responded, and within a week of his visit, repayment arrangements were made with Calais Regional Hospital. But slow VA payments continue, and Poliquin says he helped to found the Congressional Rural Hospitals Caucus to help address this issue and others. Lisa Harvey McPherson, representing Eastern Maine Health Systems, said 3 years ago, hospitals in her organizations were owed about $12 million in VA payments. Those were paid, but she says the problem has resurfaced.
What we realize now, this is cyclical in nature. We've pretty much cleaned up those claims from 2013, 14, 15. But yet today in 2018, we're working on claims from 2016, 2017. We are fundamentally challenged to fix this.
Poliquin says he is hopeful that new priorities that he and others in Congress are placing on the VA will result in a new and more timely payment process. In January, VA Secretary David J. Shulkin issued a press release promising that improving the timelines of payments to community providers remained a critical element of the VA's overall goals. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.